Okie dokie, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring in the guy who's watching a weather map that has a lot of dots on it all over the place, but none of those dots appear to be on us. Good morning there, Pat.
What dots are they?
Oh, I see those little dots down there in the Caribbean and stuff like that. You know,
oh, yeah, that's not going to
happen. No. But that's what I mean. It's busy every place else, but it doesn't look too busy over us.
No, it doesn't. There is a front near Toronto this morning that we are watching. It's a little bit more robust than I gave it any credit for, which leads me to think that there may be a little bit more in the way of shower and thunderstorm activity around late today and early tonight. We shall see as the front buckles and moves this way. So right now, the leading edge of the showers are over the western half of Lake Ontario. They're in the Buffalo region, approaching Rochester, New York. So they have a ways to get here. And that's my thinking. If it's kind of robust right now, with some sun over our region, by the time it gets here, they could build. So I would not doubt, even though it's not in the forecast, I would not doubt if we get some showers and thunderstorms late today and early tonight. We could use the rain anyhow. But, you know, all right, let me continue to go through this this forecast, because then it clears tonight. We're back into the 40s, 45 to 50. As we move into Friday, it's going to be a nice sunny day. High temperatures in the mid-70s. Your Saturday, partly cloudy. And there could again be some showers, if not late in the day, Saturday night. Sunday, could be an early morning shower. Otherwise, clouds will mix with sun. And the highs will be in the low to mid 70s. And Monday and Tuesday look beautiful. Sunny skies and in the 70s. So really, just a couple of fronts that we're watching that may cause a couple of showers. But for the most part, no big deal. Now, I have a question for you.
Question.
Mr. Miles.
All right.
Don't you think it is about time, wait to hear the answer for this, folks, that you have somebody to fill in when you're not feeling good?
Well, I do. I have a computer, but I could set the computer up to do stuff like that. But that's what we have.
Why can't we get a physical person to stand by? And because I'm thinking along the lines, you know, you weren't feeling good yesterday and the day before. I mean, just say, God forbid, you really for some reason got sick, which I doubt very highly. You need somebody to fill in for you.
We have somebody that can come in that can come in on a real, real emergency basis, like when I had all the surgeries,
right.
three and a half to 5 years ago. We have someone who can do that, but other than that, no. Unless somebody wants to come up with some money to help pay for that person.
Yeah. That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, you know,
yeah, because I figured Jill. I don't think Jill.
No.
Could come rushing in to do it. Although
Jill, but there's another thing. See, Jill does all the business side event of this.
Right,
plus,
right.
She also sets up programs. I implement everything and do air work. So that's what makes it so that's what makes it so good. So it's just what it is, Pat.
Thank God. All these years working with you, aside from when you had the surgery, you have been batting 1,000.
Yeah, you want to hope that it continues, but every year goes by.
you add a different doctor to your list, right? Isn't that the truth?
That's pretty amazing. I felt so bad. My dog had Georgia had two of her teeth extracted yesterday, and she came home at 7 o'clock last night and just went on the dog bed and didn't move all night. So I spent the night out there with her brother LJ, and we all slept around her, so she felt
felt
right.
Okay.
But still, I mean, I woke up like every 30 minutes checking her out, making sure she was all right, because she's still in pain a lot. And this morning, she moved around a little bit, but I got sleep, but it was not a restful sleep because I was worried about the dog last night. But she came through it all right. So.
Do you think I was just going to say, do you think she'll be like on the men today?
Yeah, she's not going to have to. She can't have solid anything solid for 10 days. So we got.
Why is 10 days?
Yeah, well, of course, she had surgery. They had to actually, you know, there's stitches, there's stitches and everything like that. No, there's stitches and everything like that. No, yeah. So she gets to eat mush for 10 days.
Well, okay, but at least she gets to eat that.
Yeah, and then her brother goes in for a dental checkup after all this goes away.
I know, it doesn't end. People that don't have pets have no idea.
No.
You know, it's not like, you know, you walk them a few times a day and you feed them and that's it. There's a lot of care that goes into it. Yeah, Shirley goes next week. Next week she goes for her yearly physical and she gets all her shots. This year I opted not to get I don't know the name of it. What's the shot that they give them when they go to groomers and stuff like that? Not a shot. It's the powder that they put in their nose.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the name of it is.
I opted not to do that because, first of all, she doesn't go to a groomer. The groomer comes here. You know, it's a mobile groomer.
Yeah.
And she's really not around any dogs. So if I don't have to put anything into her body that doesn't belong there, I'm not doing it.
That's it. That's smart. That's very yep. smart.
Not doing it.
That's very smart. So, all right. So now, once again, yes. This morning, it's a decent temperature-wise this morning. This thing's got to be. It's not 66 right now. Can't be 66 here, can it?
I will find out for you in a second.
I can't.
I doubt that very highly.
I doubt it too.
No way.
No, it should be like
Bradley,
50.
Bradley's coming in at 50.
Yeah.
Poughkeepsie's coming in at 52. And somewhere, you should be somewhere between 50 and 55.
Yeah. I think one of the thermometers does say 51.
That's correct. That's the one that's correct.
So every once in a while, I have to reset this thermometer by taking all the batteries out, unplugging the power, putting the batteries back in, and plugging it back in, and waiting to decide and see if it'll come back up.
Jeez.
Give me the old-fashioned thermometer.
Really.
Just hung outside your window.
So in the meantime, I have to tell you that they are doing, they're progressing so nicely with the walkway. They are about 75% down the walkway. They're about 25% left. And he was telling me yesterday, I was talking to him, you know, none of the mortar is in there yet. So everything is in there. And he said, and once I power wash these stones, he said, wait till you see the different colors. He said, because right now there's a lot of whatever you want to call it, dust from them cutting the stone and everything like that. And he thinks that they may be able to wrap it up, if not tomorrow, Monday, which is incredible when you think about it. A week, and the other guy started in May and hadn't finished as of August. So it's pretty incredible when you know what you're doing. That's what I could say.
Yeah. You know, I finished watching a TV segment that came out in 2016 in England, You, Me, and the Apocalypse. Hilarious. Okay. Hilarious and funny and serious at the same time. And they only did one season of it. So now I'm on to the new season of Jack Ryan. I haven't started it yet, but I'll start that sometime tonight or tomorrow. I don't watch very much TV other than that, other than these things that show up on the stick. That's what I watch.
On the stick, that's what you watch, huh?
Yeah, that's it. So you got to start watching some of these things once your filming is over this
when
month.
When the filming's over, yep. I mean, nothing this weekend, so a little bit of a break. But you're right. When the filming's over, then I'll be able to sit down and watch some of this stuff.
All right. Richard Solon says it's 49 in Sheffield. 49 right now in Sheffield.
I believe it. Yep.
That's what I hate about this time of year. It's cold in the morning and then it's warm in the afternoon.
Right. So you have to wear a jacket in the morning and nothing in the afternoon.
No, I don't wear a jacket. The hell with the jacket. A little chilly in the morning, that's all.
All right,
Pat, I'll speak to you mañana.
Yes, have a great, great, great day, Marshall.
You too, Pat. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robinhood Radio.